Phew! Go on, get outside. You're supposed to be watering the flowers, old Mrs. McVitie shouted to the cloud, who was raining on the microwave.
All right, I'm going, said the cloud. Not my fault, anyway. You magicked me here.
The cloud floated outside and soaked the flowers, who waved their little heads and shouted, Yippee! Hooray! Woohoo!
Ah, there's something wrong with my rain spell again, said Mrs. McVitie to Mr. Snuffles the hedgehog. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, though.
Well, you might be using the wrong frogs in the spell, said Mr. Snuffles. You do put things in the wrong place in the cupboards. There was a toad in my porridge yesterday.
Was there? Oh, I am sorry.
It's okay. It was quite tasty. Needed a bit more salt, though.
He had just about read through to the end when he heard the lodge door open. A blast of wind shook the windows. He stuffed the card back into the envelope, dipped his little finger into the glue pot kept ready by the stove, stuck down the flap, then casually poked his head round the corner to see who had come in. He almost had a stroke.
Good heavens! Morning! Mr. Jericho, sir!
Are there any letters for me, Mr. Kite? Jericho's voice was firm enough, but he seemed to sway slightly and held on to the counter like a sailor who had just stepped ashore after a long voyage.